What one-pointedness means. What one-pointedness means. What one-pointedness means. What does one... Let's stop this here. It's a good question. What one-pointed means. This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What one-pointed means. It's so simple, what we do every day, how we go around living our lives and how we go around expressing ourselves and demanding of the world experiences, and then we wonder why those experiences just do not take place. We wonder why those experiences are all cattywampus and chibobbled and just out of balance and out of reality. We wonder why that is. Now, have you ever wondered that? I know most of us have. What we have wondered is why it is that when we speak our word, and we understand thoughts are things and words have power and all that sort of good stuff, but when we speak our words, why don't we have what we want right away? Okay, let's say I want to be a millionaire, or a billionaire, or a millionaire. I want to be a billionaire. And we say, I want to be whole and perfect. And we say, I want to be. Okay. Now, if I say I want to be, I can say that from now until forever. And I will never be. Because I want to be. Now, if I say I am, that's putting another cause in motion. Now, let's just pretend that we are strong enough to say, I am independently wealthy. That's a nice phrase to use. It leaves the door wide open for unlimited experience of wealth. I am independently wealthy. Now, can I be one-pointed about my statement, I am independently wealthy? When I make that statement, do I think of what I don't have? Do I think of what I would like to have? Do I think of things I would like to experience in my life? Do I think of things that money could buy? Do I think of how people would admire me because I'm rich? How I would admire me because I'm rich, because I could show off being rich. I could go around and buy gifts to give to my dear friends and my relatives and show my relatives, hey, I'm a rich dude. Yeah, oh, you bet your life. And my relatives would all say, give me some, give me some. Well, now, that's all a bunch of nonsense. That's all a bunch of hooey. It doesn't mean a thing. Because we're playing games with all sorts of thoughts, all sorts of avenues of consideration. We're thinking of how I would use it, how I would show off, how I would enjoy having it, how it would improve my circumstances where I am, how I could pay hospital bills or various other things that I might like to do with it, how I can do it. Independently wealthy does not mean that at all. To be independently wealthy means that you live in the attitude of abundance. You live in the attitude of wealth. You live in the attitude of the wholeness of all these wonderful things. Now, isn't that interesting? Independent wealth means I live in the attitude of something. Now, what is the attitude of independent wealth for me? How do I think about independent wealth? Now, if I say to somebody, here's $1 million, you can spend it for anything you want, what would you spend it for? Oh, they could come up with lots of stuff. But when I say to you or me, I have the attitude of independent wealth. Have you ever met a person who has the attitude of independent wealth? Have you ever seen a Bill Gates who is independently wealthy or that sort of person? Have you ever seen a person like that who has an attitude of independence? Do they go out and want to spend their money? Do they want to go out and live high on the hog? Or do they mentally live high on their inner hog? Do they mentally live high on their inner awareness of who they are? Are they wealthy inside? When you say I'm independently wealthy, are you wealthy inside? Does it make you feel good all over? When a Bill Gates has all this money that they can't even begin to count, and they don't try. But they have all this money, and they have this money, and they want to give it away. He and his wife said, we want to give it away by a certain time. We want to give it away. Well, is that being independently wealthy? No, that means the wealth owns you, and you have to work it. You have to take care of the money. You have to be its caretender. And is that what you want to do? It's not what I want to do. If I were independently wealthy, and I am, if I were independently wealthy, I would not want anything. I would not seek for anything. I would have learned, being independently wealthy, I would have learned that I have everything that I could ever desire in life. I have everything I could ever desire. I don't need to go and buy anything. I don't need to go and manipulate for anything. I have everything I could desire in life. I have the attitude of, oh, here we come with that wonderful word, attitude. I have the attitude of good health. I have the attitude of good friends, not friends who want my money. I have the attitude of a happy family, a lovely wife or husband. I have lovely children, just really trained and beautifully housebroken, beautifully trained and to be good people. Good people. Just what does the word good people mean? Well, I am a good people. Independently wealthy means I am a good people. I have the attitude of goodness about me. Independently wealthy means that everything in the world is mine. I am independently wealthy. I am not dependent upon any cause or any source. All is mine. I am one as all. I am the infinite allness. Could I want for anything more than to be the infinite allness? Wow, that certainly is independently wealthy. That certainly is wonderful. Where does my wealth come from? Where does my independent wealth come from? It comes from within. My independent wealth comes from the very depth of my soul, the very inner workings of my body and my heart and my being, my mind, my brain. My wealth comes from that. For if you had all the money in the world and you did not know it, you would not be wealthy. And yet, you would have all the money in the world, but you didn't know it. Now, if you had all the money in the world and you knew it, and you thought that was just really super, what would you think? Would you be independently wealthy if you had all the money in the world? Well, if you had all the money in the world, what is money according to the dictionary, so to speak? What is money? Money is a means of exchange. Money is a means of exchange. Bartering was the way it started out. I have a horse and you have a pig, and I want a pig and you want a horse, so we trade. Now you say, well, you got the better end of the deal because you got the horse. There's more horse than there is pig. No, if I want the pig, and the pig is important to me, and you want the horse, and the horse is important to you, then it's a good exchange. Then it's money for money. Now, if I have a pig, and you want that pig, and I say the pig is $800, and you say, very good, here's $800, and you buy my pig at my price, then we have made a good exchange. You are not feeling that you're paying too much or too little for the pig, and I'm not thinking I got too much or too little for my pig. We feel it's a fair exchange. There you have independent wealth. Now, independent wealth fades away when we start to barter, when we start to try to get things cheaper or try to get more money for things than they're worth, and when we try to go around having, and this phrase will knock you right off your seat, when we try to have all the money in the world. Now, if we had all the money in the world, it would be of no value to us at all, because there'd be nobody with whom we could barter or exchange. Oh, we could barter our money for pigs, but the thing is, who wants the money? When a pig is a much more viable substance than the money, when you have all the money in the world. You see, we get a wrong picture of what independent wealth means. And because we have the wrong picture, we're going after the wrong purpose. And because the wrong purpose is sought, then the wrong attitude is brought about, and we do not feel that we are independently wealthy. To be independently wealthy really means that we are just satisfied. To be independently wealthy is to be satisfied. To be satisfied with all that is in the world and all that you are. And you just move through life without ever needing or wanting anything, just enjoying everything. You move through life without needing or wanting anything, but only enjoying everything. Now, how do we go about enjoying everything in life? Can you look at your neighbor's new car and say, wow, what a neat new car, how lovely it is. Oh, he gave me a ride in his new car, and it smells so good, and it sounds so good. Oh, it's got everything on it. It is just loaded. It's so wonderful. And so you get out of your neighbor's car, and you go back into your house, and you sit and watch television, or sit and share with your family, or do whatever pleases you. And then, what happens? Then, you think you'll play golf. And so you take your golf clubs, or if you don't have golf clubs, you go to the golf course, and at the golf course, you rent a pair of golf clubs, or a set, and you play golf. And after you're done, you leave the set of golf clubs there, and you go home. And you may have walked there, or taken the bus, or driven in your car, or you may have flown in your helicopter, or you may have levitated or teleported. You may have done any number of things. But you see, when you're independently wealthy, you do all these things without even thinking about, can you afford it? Where did the money come from to do it? Are they going to do what you want done, the way you want it done? You see, that doesn't enter the picture at all. You are one-pointed. And you are so one-pointed, you go to enjoy the golf game. Now, you may be at the top golf course in the world, or you may be at the neighborhood golf course. You may be playing with the leading contenders of the golf trophies, or you may be just playing with yourself or your neighbors or your kids or your family of any kind, whatever you do. But when you are one-pointed, you have everything. When you are one-pointed, you live in a world of infinite abundance right now. When you are one-pointed, you always have sufficiency of everything that you would enjoy. The food on the table is abundant, but not more than you're going to eat, because that does not satisfy you. But it's always abundant. We had fondue last night, and it was abundant. We had fondue several weeks ago, and we ate every bit of it from the bowl. We just gobbled it up with all the gusto and enthusiasm we could have. Well, last night, we ate the fondue, and we ate our fill, and we still had bread left over, and we still had fondue left over in the cooker. Now, we were tempted to think, oh, gee, we should eat that fondue up. We should take our shovel and get in there and scrape off the bottom that wonderful burned fondue that's just overcooked and nice. And we should do this. You see, when you get to that point, you are no longer independently wealthy. Now you're thinking, I have to clean this mess up. I have to eat all of it. I have to eat. I chopped up too much bread. I wasted the bread. A person who is independently wealthy does not feel they waste anything. They do not feel they have any problems. They're the kind of people who can light a cigar with a $1,000 bill and not think a thing about it. You say, oh my gosh. And no, you see, when you are one-pointed, when you are independently wealthy, when you are living in this one-pointed independent wealth consciousness, your attitude is, it's always sufficient, and it's always delightful, and it's always harmonious. One-pointed. We keep our minds one-pointed. We keep our hearts one-pointed. We keep our thoughts one-pointed. We are so one-pointed that we are absolutely happy with ourselves. That's independent wealth. That's ideal health, wholeness. That's ideal relationships. That's all that we are, all that life is, all that the world is. When we are one-pointed, we enjoy all with our unconditional love, and we are thrilled with it. How often have you been thrilled with life recently? How often did you sit down to a bowl of fondue and take your bread and dip it in and eat it with such gusto and delight? And when you come to the end of your desire, you stop eating. You don't take another piece of bread and stick it on the fondue fork and get it in there. You don't do that. You stop. Not because you have to stop, but because you are satisfied. You are fulfilled. You are one-pointed. You have accomplished the goal you set out to accomplish, to enjoy the fondue, and when you are done, you stop. To eat further is nonsense. And yet, that's what most people do because they're poor. They are poor, and they feel they must eat it while they have it. They're like animals who must gorge when they get their meals or when they get their prey, because they don't know how soon they're going to have another prey. They don't know how soon they're going to have another dinner. And so they gorge themselves. And then a snake. A snake will eat a mouse and then go into hibernation or into hiding under a rock and digest that mouse. And the snake will evacuate all parts of the mouse that are not beneficial to it. And all that is beneficial, it will absorb into its body and into its being. That's the way it's created. That's the way it is. Now, it's designed to take a big chunk of food and then go and sit for a day or two, a week or month, or even a year, and just digest that food and live in peace and harmony. One-pointed being, what does that mean? It means absolute satisfaction. An attitude of peace and harmony and right action, a feeling of all is right with the world. I'm independently wealthy. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I really find life a wonderful, glorious, one-pointed adventure because my attitude is one-pointed on my adventure. And as my adventure comes to a conclusion, then my attitude is one-pointed on another adventure and another way of thinking about life. And I am fulfilled in every possible way. Yes, what one-pointed means? Satisfaction, happiness, contentment, fulfillment. I could want nothing more. Think on these things and join me in living a one-pointed life, fulfilled in every measure. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.